Parshas Tzav continues with the mitzvah of bringing various different korbanos, and I'd like to focus on one fascinating korban that is not at all redundant. It's something that, although many other korbanos who no longer have relevance today, there are many halachas of this korban that have real relevance, that are really happen in our day-to-day lives. And certain halachos that we keep in order to facilitate remembering what happened then. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, it says, "V'zois Torah zevach haShlomim." Asher Yaakov Hashem. This is the halachos of the Torah of a Shlomim. Asher Yaakov Hashem, a person brings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im al Toida Yaakovenu. The pasuk talks about a korban Toida. Now, just as a quick reference here, a korban Toida is a korban that one brings a zevach. A zevach is a korban, is an animal that you have to shecht. However, it does come as well with a whole bunch of different, a huge amount of breads. The pasuk says, "Hatoyde chalos matzus bilos b'shemen, nukika matzim shulchem b'shemen, soyos mukovitz chalos bilos b'shemen." Three different kinds of matzah. Got to bring with this korban toyde three kinds of matzah. Now, when is the korban toyde brought? V'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela. Chayim is choyde. A person who is sick and became better. Yisurin, he was in jail. Yam, a person crossed over the sea. And Midbar, a person who went through a desert. All these people have an obligation to bring a korban toida.
Yeledus
could be within a concept of a choila, to many opinions, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, but those are the four that have to bring a korban toida. Today, obviously, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis Midrash, so we don't bring a korban toida, but those are the four that Mechayiv asks to make a bracha of Hagoymel chayovim toivo yishmona kol toiv, those people who are chayiv to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we make a bracha on that if you cross the sea, if you go through a midbar, if one's ill, or one leaves jail. Again, many halachas with Shulchan Aruch exactly when and where, but that's a halacha that's relevant today. But when a person did go through a difficult situation in those times that fits into any one of those four categories, he had to bring a korban, a shlomim, in other words an animal, plus he had to bring as well a whole bunch of breads. Now these breads were so many that there were enough to feed 40 people. There were three kinds of breads that were matzah, and the equal amount of the three amounts of matzahs was actually one very very large amount of chametz. So there are in fact four types of bread, three matzah and one chometz, and the one chometz was equal to the amount of the three matzah. Not only that, a person has an obligation to ensure that the toida has to be brought with the chometz. It has to be brought with the chometz, and that's why we have one in our daily davening, not on Shabbos, for the same reason why you don't do it. If you don't say Mizmor LaSeidah on Shabbos, because you don't bring a korban toida on Shabbos. Mizmor LaSeidah is to correspond to the korban toida. Don't bring a korban toida on Shabbos. But the other Pesach days of the year, don't bring a korban toida either on Erev Pesach, exactly, because you'll be limiting yourself to amount of time you'll be able to bring those breads. Erev Yom Kippur also not. So that's why don't say Mizmor LaSeidah. So therefore, there are certain times where you cannot bring a korban toida because you cannot eat the chametz, i.e. in Erev Pesach. And we see from here that the obligation to bring the breads of chametz Gemara brings down is ma'akev. It holds back from the ability to bring a korban, a proper korban. It's such that the breads are ma'akev, the chometz breads are ma'akev. Now, on this, there's many, many very, very difficult questions we have to understand. Number one, earlier on in Vayikra, it's brought down ki chol se'or v'chol devash le'sektiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Any se'or, any yeast, anything that is a leavening agent, or devash, or is honey, you cannot bring as a korban. In other words, you're not allowed to put on a mizbeach something that is made chometz. You don't bring it on a mizbeach. Why is that? That's already a whole discussion, because chometz represents a yetzahara, and chometz represents gaiva, and chometz represents taiva, all terrible things chometz represents. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want it near me. Not chometz, not devash. Devash is the taiva, the sweetness of life, of taking something, not getting to the depth of it, just covering it up. I don't want either of those things on a mizbeach. Fine, so Kodesh Baruch Hu dislikes the concept of se'or. But when it comes to a korban taida, Kodesh Baruch says, no, I want you dafka to have sa'ir. I want you dafka to have chametz. What's the idea behind that? Why is that the case? Again, also we have to understand, why is it that the chametz is not just an obligation to bring as a part of the korban, it is equal amount to the amount of matzah that you brought. So the chametz and matzah have to have an equal amount. The one type of chametz is equal to the three types of matzah. Why? Okay? Furthermore, the parasha begins and the parasha introduces us to the concept of a shlomim. A shlomim is a korban that is eaten by the bailim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by the kohenim. Yeah, the kohenim take a part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets part in his beach and it's eaten by the bailim. How long is it eaten by the bailim? A normal shlomim, anyone know?
2 days and one night.
2 days and one night. In other words, if a person brought it, let's say, on a Monday morning, he has a whole Monday, the whole Monday night, and the whole Tuesday. And Tuesday has got to get rid of it. And that is another shlomim. Yeah? In a din of a toidah, the Pasuk says, "Ubesar zevach toidah shlomim, b'yoyim korbono ye'ochel li'niach mimeno ad boike." You can only bring it the day that you actually brought it. It's 1 day and one night. By the next morning, it is forbidden to have that korban anymore. Okay? Why is it that by a toida, it goes against the rules of a shlomim? If a shlomim can have 2 days and one night, why is it that by a korban toida, it's only 1 day and one night? So I'd like to point out that there's many, many basic fundamentals of Hashgofa in Torah and in the way one should view oneself and the Rebbeinu Shleim and others is all encapsulated in the mitzvah of a Korban Torah. And let's discuss this carefully. The Tehillim says in Tehillim Nun, Zeveach Torah Yechabdeneini. A person who sacrifices a Korban, Yechabdeneini. What's Yechabdeneini mean? And what's Yechabdeneini?
From kavod?
From kavod, right? It's from you respect me.
You
chab. So then it should say you chabdoni. That you chabdeni. He you are mechabed me. What's you chabdeni? The two nuns. What does it mean? You chabdeni. A person who brings up a toida. You chabdeni. Yeah, gives me kavod. It's not a loshani. Don't bring that you chabdeni with two nuns. Almost looks like a spelling mistake. What's pshat there? So the Gemara says Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha. Yechabdeini ein ksiv. It doesn't say yechabdeini with one nut. Ella yechabdeini with two nuns. Kovid acha kovid. Double covered. The extra nun is for another dose of covered. Why is it that there's an obligation of covered after covered when it comes to a Torah? What's the idea behind that? So Ksav Sefer opens up the whole sugya of Torah beautifully. And he says, by the way, if you want to see a little essay on how to view a concept, the Ksav Sefer is a fantastic address. You know, he's much simpler to learn than Chassam Sefer, than his, much simpler than his father. And he brings out, he'll give you a concept which is very, very beautiful. And he explains that this. He says that Yechabdeneini is something that opens us to a perspective of how one should deal with suffering. Unfortunately, the Korban Torah is brought after a person has been through a level of suffering. He's been through a midbar, which he suffered. He's been through Yisurim. He's been in jail. He suffered. He's been through a yam. It took him not flying over the sea. That's really a whole shida, whether one does or one doesn't. One should ask one's rav. Most people do. But again, it's a concept of going through a suffering. You know, you're suffering. Maybe fly EasyJet. But there's a suffering there, right? And then obviously with Yisurim, a person's ill, there's suffering. What a person generally sees is when he's standing after he survived this, after he is better, after he has lived through that experience, he comes to the base of Middosh and he brings a korban. And he's standing there now, healthy and well, bringing this korban. Where does he see the Rabbeinu Shleilam? Where does he see who a Kaddish Baruch Hu actually is? He views a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a Kaddish Baruch Hu, who the one who saved him. He sees a Kaddish Baruch Hu as the one who brought him. Oh, now I see the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rebbeinu Shleilam, I recognize you for what you did. Thank you, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, for saving me. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for redeeming me. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for healing me. But do you really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in who brought you in there in the first place? Do you really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the fact that he made you ill, the fact that he put you into the Yisurim, do you thank him for that experience too? Do you realize that that was for your good too? I tell you, there's an amazing, I heard a tape many years ago from Eshel Torah, from Ramoti Berger. And Ramoti Berger is one of today's, even then, he was one of the most outstanding Kiruv professionals. He is incredibly effective in his association with wider groups of people. He's articulate, he's a genius. And he said he was once giving a shiur. He has a whole tape, it's called A Stroke of Love. He's once giving a shiur, and he remembers that he began to slur. So he finished off the shiur and he went straight to the hospital, and he suffered a stroke. And he could not speak. And he did not know how badly it affected his mind. And he said he was lying in the hospital, in a state of paralysis to an extent. His whole life had crumbled. What's he going to be? What's he going to be doing? That's his whole life was Kiruv. His whole life was mixing with people and inspiring them. What's he going to do now? And then he remembered that, you know, I've been teaching Kiruv. I've been teaching Derech Hashem and Schav O'Einish. And then he came to realization. He said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, how kind you are. You put me in a position that you obviously do not want that to be. You obviously want me to suffer. Why? Because you are a nasty and chas v'chalila. Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it in order to purify, in order to bring a person up to different levels. And Rabbi Shlomo, you are willing to sacrifice the love I have for you before this happened, all for my sake. You knew I wouldn't appreciate it. You knew sometimes I would not see you through this. And you're willing to make me suffer, which means you're willing to give up the love that I was going to have for you in order for my good. That is so kind. That is so amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so fantastic that he's willing to give up the relationship, which is so precious to him, in order to make me better. And then he realized that Rabbeinu Shlomo was doing it to make him better and to improve him. And Baruch Hashem, needless to say, he climbed out of it, and Baruch Hashem, he's continued to be articulate and able to articulate this message so clearly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the one that you have to respect for bringing you the salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who put you there in the first place to make you grow. And when you climb out of it, you say, Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you. We don't ask for Nisyonos, Rabbi Yisai. We don't ask. And Hashem should always give us a good, meaningful life without any difficult challenges. But many, many people go through challenges and they grow incredibly from it. They turn into different people. And the gadlus afterwards, when you're standing with the Korban Torah, is not thank you Hashem for saving me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for putting me through that in the first place. Yechab Deneini is kovod acha kovod. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first kovod of putting me there in the first place and helping me out of it now. That is the kovod acha kovod. That is the idea of the Torah. Oidcha Hashem ki ani soni. I give praise to you because they made me suffer. Avorcha es Hashem b'chol eis. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation, even in time of tzara. And that's what the apostle carries on. V'som derech ereini b'yesha elikim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see me that even elikim, midas hadin, actually was to save me. This is the koyach of a korban Torah, is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the salvation, and to see the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the one who gave you the tzaras in the first place, and appreciate him for it. You know, there's a beautiful story over here that the Yalkut Mamloyes brings down in Sefer Shoftim, Amud Pei Aleph. Have a look there. One of the Talmidim of the Ramban came ill, and the Ramban went to visit him, and he saw that he doesn't have much longer to live, and he said to him, I want to give you a command. Shemano B'niyes Asher Tzaveka. I'm giving you a command over here. I want you to take this Kamir and go to the Olam Ha'Elyon and show this Kamir to all the different gates all the way up, and they'll let you in, and I want you to ask questions all the way up to next to the Kisei HaKavod and ask questions about the suffering of Klal Yisrael that was in terrible suffering then, and come back and tell me. This person never was nifta. He came back to Ramban. Check it out, the story yourself. Yalkut Mamloyes Sefer Shoftim Amud Pei Aleph. And he came back to the Ramban and he said, I was in Shemayim, and I showed my Kemiah, and I traveled from level to level until I came to the Kisei HaKavod. By the time I came there, I didn't have any questions. I didn't have any questions. It was so clear to me. Why did Klal Yisrael suffer? It's for their good. There wasn't any questions, Bechlal. I couldn't even ask a question because it was just ridiculous. That is Yichab Deneini. We daven Lo Yidei Nisayim, Lo Yidei Bizayim. But we should have the clarity that the suffering that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to one, that itself one should appreciate. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It can take a life's work. And again, we should all have a good life, but the focus of the Torah is to appreciate the Chab Dineini that itself as well. Says in the Tziv, for that reason, we have 40 breads. What's a day of 40 breads? 40 breads is enough, Rabbi Yisrael. You have no idea. Each bread is for one person. You have a very, very short period of time to eat it. Why do you do that? He says that the message of realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so important. The message to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life and gives you the Nisyonos, and to come out and tell, express that to people, is such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to just keep this message to yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to have 40 breads. You have a very, very limited period to when you can eat it. So what are you going to do? Throw them all out the next day? You're going to make a big party. You're going to make a massive party that night. And you're going to tell everyone what happened. And you're going to make Kaddishem Shemayim. And that is a focus of the Torah. The Torah is not just appreciating it for yourself. It is expressing it to the surroundings around you. To bring in the people around who did not suffer what you suffered, who are not safe from what you are safe from, and to express it to the other people. And therefore, even though it's a Shlomin that generally has 2 days and one night, when they came over here, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want it much smaller, I want a much shorter period of time, in order that you should have many more people to join in the meal. And he said, this is Peshat over here, listen to this fantastic, fantastic Peshat. He says, L'cho ezbach zevach toida. Listen, you'll never say this psukim again in Halal. L'cho ezbach zevach toida. I will be ezbach, I'll bring a korban zevach toida. Yeah, zevach toida. Zevach toida. Uv'shem Hashem ekro. And I will call out Hashem Hashem. Nadorai l'Hashem Hashalim. I will bring up Nadorim to Hashem. Negdo no l'chol amoy. I will bring Nadorim to Hashem. Negdo no l'chol amoy. And I will tell it to all your nation. Well, you bring a korban to Hashem. B'tznei alecha simalekecho. Do b'tzneus. Nadorai l'Hashem Hashem. I'll pay up my neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Negdo no. I will tell Loshon HaGodah. I will tell everybody. Don't tell everybody what you did. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Bechatzrois Beis Hashem, in a chotzer of Beis Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash, beseichichi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. But we don't know that a Beis Hamikdash was in Yerushalayim. Says in Tziv, every one of those three psukim are expressing to us the dual purpose of a Torah. One part of the Torah is you with Rebbein Shleilam. And you say, Rebbein Shleilam, thank you. Yechab Deneini, thank you. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for saving me and thank you for putting me there in the first place. And also it is expressing it to the people, telling other people the message, inspiring them with your suffering, telling them how you lived. And that's to L'cho Ezbach Zevach Toida. To you, L'cho, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll bring a korban. L'cho Ezbach Zevach Toida. But there's another part of it. U'b'shem Hashem Ekra, I will go and call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the other people I made the party with. Nedorai L'Hashem Hashalim. My neder I'll pay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other part is negda no l'chol amoy. When I'm going to make a party, tell everybody what happened. That's the second part of advertising to the outside. Bechatzrei Beis Hashem. The first part of it is in a Beis Hamikdash between me and Hashem. But later on, b'seichichi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, going outside of Beis Hamikdash, making a big party, that's Hallelujah. That's where I'll give the praise. And this is the koyach. The koyach of suffering is sometimes to express what you are saved from. Rav Shalom Shemfal Hish. Again, if you're looking for pshat, a little bit of remez, what's going on over here? Look at Rav Shalom Shemfal Hish. He asked, what's this idea of chometz and matzah? And why is it that the chometz is 10 loaves and a matzah is 30? What's the idea behind that? And it's the same amount. And he expressed chometz and matzah. We can see chometz and matzah is expressed in different ways. But he said chometz matzah to explain like this. Chometz is the human being. Chometz is the achievement of a human being. You take something and you let it develop. It's a development of the human. A person starts a family and it develops. A person starts a business and it develops. A person starts a life and it develops. It's something that you start off small and it grows. A fetus grows into a human being. So chometz represents the human being. And it represents a human achievement. Must sound beautiful in German. You know, it's the translation from German into Lashon HaKodesh, you lose a lot of it. My grandfather, Zechrono Livracha, used to tell me this in this German. I had to appreciate it. But it's a human achievement, whatever you say that. And that is what the chometz represents. Matzah is the realization of purpose, of what I should be doing. Matzah is taking the human achievement and focusing on the real, you know, in other words, pushing away anything that is not real and getting back to focus. Matzah is basics, getting back to basics. So the chometz is a human achievement and matzah is focusing on the basics. So he says when a person is standing bringing a korban Torah, he takes a chometz. What's chometz? 10 chometz. 10 is shlemus. Aseres Adibris, it's shlemus. You take the whole chometz, you take the whole human being, you take the whole who you are, and you say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's all for matzah. Everything I am is represented, the equal to that is matzah. I know that the only reason why I'm here, my whole focus of who I am and the achievements that I have now, through the suffering, been made aware that everything about me is about focusing on reality, is on focusing on matzah, on being focused on what life should be. So you take the whole chometz, your whole gaiva, the whole who you are, the whole personality, and you say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, that's half of it. The other half now is I'm taking that and I'm focusing now on matzah. I'm focusing now on the challenge ahead, on the path ahead. You've given me a reawakening. That's the chometz of matzah, which is on a very, very basic level. It's gavaldi, but I want to go a little bit deeper. The Avnei Nezer brings down from Mekubal Rabbi Yosef Gaktulia from the Sefer Tzofnas Paneach, not to be confused with Tzofnas Paneach or the Rogachova. He's a Mekubal. And he says, why is it also to bring chometz on a mizbeach? So he says, as we described beforehand, the chometz represents gaiva. It represents laziness to an extent as well. Yeah, it represents a person who, let me do what I want to do. It represents gaiva. It's inflated. When does a person do an aveira? Ein adam oisa aveira ele imke nichnas by ruchstus. A person is born pure. Ele kai neshama shenasata b'tohira. A person is born pure. So what makes him do an aveira? There's a ruchstus. There's a little bit of so'or inside him. So'or shebi isa mischamitz. It's a yetzahor that makes him do aveiras. It's shtus. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, on the mizbeach to bring the yetzahor. On the mizbeach to bring gaiva. I don't want this. Go away. When a person is bringing a korban Torah, he's been through a trauma. He's been through a difficulty. He's been through a time where he's refocused now. He knows where he's coming from. He knows what Rebbeinu Shem is all about. He now, when he says that, Hagoyim el chayovim toivos, he knows that I'm chayiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. When you bring a korban Torah, you're saying Rebbeinu Shleilam, there's gaiva, there's chet, there's chet. I am taking now the matzah. I am switching the chet, the chometz, into matzah. I am switching now the gaiva into anava. I am switching now the atzlonus into the zrizus. I am making a switch. I'm taking whatever was beforehand as a chometz. I'm making myself 100% matzah. So why do you bring the matzah, the chometz at all? Why just bring the matzah? Just say, now it's all matzah. It's all about anava. So he says the importance of this is that a person should carry with him the chometz. A person should carry with him why he got there in the first place. A person suffered. A person got an oinesh. A person was punished by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And very often people understand why it happens sometimes. It's, you know, again, this is a very massive suffering is something that it's obviously way beyond this short shir, but it's something that a person sometimes can associate with, and he realizes that I should have been better. A Talmud Chacham, the Gedolei Olam, knew exactly why they were getting different chatoim. They associated with it, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now you're doing tshuva, don't leave behind the chet. Don't forget about how you got there in the first place. Oh, everything's fine now, Baruch Hashem, I move on. No. Realize that why did he get in that problem in the first place? Take the chet with you. Realize what Gaiva does. Realize, because if you don't realize, you'll fall back in exactly the same position again. And therefore, obviously the purpose of connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is represented by matzah. But don't be all matzah. Know where your faults are. Know that if you ignore where your challenges are, you'll fall exactly back to the same position again. Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, said a beautiful voice, say by a Seder table. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Golsa Yehuda Ma'ini. Golsa Yehuda Ma'ini. Yehuda was sent into Golos Ma'ini. Says a Medrash, Shegolo Yisrael al Sheochlu Chometz Bepesach. Because they did not eat matzah, lechem oini, they were sent into Golos. Golsa Yehuda was, Klal Yisrael was sent into Golos Ma'ini because they did not eat the lechem oini, they ate chometz instead of matzah. So Reb Chaim Kaufman asks, where do we find that Golos is caused by eating the chometz? Yeah, kores chalila. Yeah, but where do we see that golus is what's caused by chometz? Number one, number two, the Gemara talks about exactly why there's golus, because gilaroi shvichzam avodah zara in the first base of mikdash, or because of sinas chinam in the second base of mikdash. Nobody says anything about chometz. What's the idea behind that? So he answers with a very very known mashal. There was once a shepherd who lived in the back and beyond, minding his own business. He used to tend to his sheep. A very intelligent man, a very wise man, but he lived a quiet life, and he tended his sheep in the quiet meadows and the rolling hills. And one day the king happens to be around that area, and he sees this shepherd, and he goes over to him and strikes a conversation with him. And the king realizes this man is a very wise person and well worth involving in government. So he says to him, listen, you're here with your sheep. You're a poor man. I see the way you're dressed. You obviously got a very simple life. You're struggling. I want to take you back to my palace. I want to bring you into my life, and you'll be able to help me govern my country. So the man is only too happy. He leaves behind his sheep. He leaves behind the quiet life, and he moves into this opulence, into this elegance, into this wealth, and he moves into the palace. And very quickly, he got promoted from a regular civil servant, and he became the Chancellor of the Exchequer. He became the finance minister. And this man lived in the palace with all that wealth. And there's one thing that sort of made people very inquisitive. Every day, he would go into a little room, and he'd lock the door. He wouldn't let anybody inside that room. And after an hour, he'd come out. And when people asked to come into that room, he refused. He never let anyone go into that room. So rumors started to surface that this man obviously is taking the wealth of the government and hiding in that room. He doesn't let anyone in. The guy is obviously stashing money. He's not letting anyone in. Word came back to the king, and the king said to him, listen, I know you don't let anyone in. I'm the king, and I rule that you let me in. The man said, please, I ask you a favor. Please, don't. It's nothing. I promise you there's nothing. No, I'd like you to open that door. And the king goes into this room together with this minister, and he expects to see grand paintings and wealth hidden there. He sees nothing. He sees a chair, some old clothes, and a flute. He says, what's this? Are you joking? What's going on over here? He says, no, every day I know that I'm surrounded by challenge. I'm surrounded by such difficulties that there's gaiva and there's taiva and there's covered and there's so much money. I could easily fall to levels where, unfortunately, many people do. So every day, for 1 hour, I come into this room and I take off my beautiful clothing, and I wear this old the old shepherd's clothing, and I sit down and I start playing my flute, and I close my eyes and I remember the old days that lived in the fields, and I remind myself where I came from. And these humble beginnings remind me of how grateful I have to be to the king, how grateful I have to be with my position, and not to in any way abuse that. And the king obviously is very touched. The nimshal is that we live, Baruch Hashem, in a wonderful world today, where Kodesh Baruch has taken us from Mitzrayim, taken us from suffering, taken us from slavery, and he's put us in positions of affluence, of influence, of wealth, of power. And therefore, we can lose everything. We can forget everything. We can lose our appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, once a year, eat lechem oini. Once a year, at least, go into your house and don't eat this posh bread. Eat the bread that you ate as you were when you were Zayke Mitzrayim, when it were poor man's bread. Realize where you came from. Realize the position that you were in and where you are now. Look at the difference. And Klal Yisrael didn't. They didn't. And they did not eat this lechem oini. And therefore, they fell and they lost everything. They got their gaiva, and they got their taiva, and they got their kavan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never had to put them back into Golus to make sure that they remembered where they came from at the beginning. That is the idea of Golus. Golus is to remind us where we came from. And to lose that gaiva, to lose that feeling of not being controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what the Chometz is for. The Chometz is to remind us that we are, Baruch Hashem, today free. We're better, we're liberated. We've crossed the sea, we've crossed the desert, we're healthy, we're out of jail. Yes, but you were put there for a reason in the first place. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget why you were there in the first place. Remember the Chometz, remember the Chet. Mesad Sheni, says Reb Chaim Kaufman, he says, it's very dangerous a person to focus on Chet. A person to constantly remember, oy, all the Chetoim that he did when he was a young child, and what he did as a teenager, and all the way this day, and carry that burden with him, is so dangerous that a person can be so wrapped up in depression, so wrapped up in feelings of insignificance. Oh, look at me, compare me to other people. I did this chet, and he chetosin negdi tamid. To have chetoim in front of you constantly is something very, very dangerous. The Yismach Moshe says, the Avram Avinu told Lot, im asmol ve'imino, im haimin ve'asmeilo. If you turn left, I'll turn right. If you turn right, I'll turn left. So he said, what's Peshat? He said, Piderach Drush. Left is always neglect, pushed to the side. Right is always power. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara makes you small. He pushes you to the left. Ah, look at you. Look at terrible avarice you did. Look what terrible person you are. Ah, come on. If I knew something, forget it. Compare yourself to other people. Nothing's going to grow. Vim, small. If he's pushing you to the small, Ayamina, work on the other side. What are you talking about? No, I am. Bishvili Nivra Olam. I'm Ben Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I'm Ben Yochanan of the Rebbein Shleilam. Wait, how dare you talk to me like that? The Yitzhahara next day will say, look at you. Look what a choshev person you are. Bishvili Nivra Olam. Ah, look a wonderful person you are. You don't have to help do chesed. You can stay in bed. No, then Asma'ila. If he's Ayimin, if he puts two on Yimin, then work Asma'ila. Me? Look at me. I can be a Balgaiva. Chalila. Chalila, I've got to work on my middos. Who am I? Therefore, if you work too much on the small, get it to the yamin. If you're too much to the yamin, get to the small. You have to focus on one hand, the anova and the chet that one did in the past. On the other hand, to be uplifted, not to work, carry this burden. Know who you are. Know what a Jew is. Know what power a Jew has. That's Peshat in the Torah, says Reb Chaim. Of course, you have, on one side, you have the chometz that reminds us of the chet. Even when you bring in the matzah, that reminds us of the mitzvahs. But b'sad sheni, if you're working too much on the chet, and your person's focusing now on his negative side, equally on the other side, you talk about the matzah. You talk about the mitzvah. You talk about what lies in the good middos of every individual, how great he could be. And therefore, of course you have the matzah, which is the chometz. On the other hand, you have to have, on the other hand, the balance of the 10 chometz got to be balanced out with the 3 kinds of matzah. You know, the 3 kinds of matzah, the Chassidus Sforim say, it's a very, very lengthy concept, not going to go into that now. The 3 kinds of matzah is Keneged, Torah, Avodah, and Gemunas Chasodim. Torah, Avodah, and Gemunas Chasodim. That's the 3 kinds of matzah. And therefore, on one hand you have Torah, Avodah, and Gemunas Chasodim. On the other hand, you have the chometz. You have your past, and each one is there to balance out the other. Each one is there to cancel out the negative part. Sometimes gaiva, you work on the anova. Sometimes anova, you work on the gaiva. You've got to be equal. You've got to be exactly in the middle. That is the concept of the Korban Tomit. You know, it's a very, very fascinating Mechaber. Mechaber said in Simon Nun Aleph, have a look. Simon Nun Aleph Yiches. Ein oimrim hazmiris b'marutzuki manachas. Talking about Sukkot HaZimra, you're supposed to do it slowly. And Sif Tessa says like this, Mizma Lesoido, he brings from Sefer Orchis Chaim, Mizma the Seida Yeshra Omra Benegina. You should hum Mizma the Seida. Why? Shekola Hashirois Asidois Li Bottle. Every shear eventually will become bottle, will no longer be around. Chutz mi Mizma the Seida. Besides from Mizma the Seida, Mizma the Seida is a song that's always going to be around. I'm not sure what this means. But Mechaba brings this for halacha. You know, it's not a Kabbalah Sefer. This is the Mechaba saying this Api Halacha. By the way, the Mechaba learnt with the Malach every night, and he wrote a Sefer called Magid Meshorim, which we learnt Api Kabbalah. But that is not, this is not what we learnt there now. This is Halacha. You shall hum it because Mizma L'Seida. What's the power of Mizma L'Seida? So according to what we said in the Shia, Mizma L'Seida is the concept of the Mizma that we sing with the Korban Toda. Korban Toda teaches us that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. According to one pshat, Hashem, which is Midas Ha Rachamim, Elokeinu, which sometimes appears like Midas Hadin, Hashem Echad. He's the same Midas Ha Rachamim all the way through. That's a Korban Toda. Chabdineni, Zaveach Toda Yichabdineni. Thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Hashem Echad all the way through. Number two, we discussed that it's not enough just to keep it to yourself. It's not enough just to be you with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's got to be a Kiddush Hashem. You've got to be able to advertise the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu helped you. Yeah, like we said before, L'chol Ezbach Zevach Toid B'Shem Hashem Ekro. You've got to be the Shem Hashem Ekro. You've got to advertise the fact. That is Kiddush Hashem. Spreading the word of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, another major fundamental aspect of Yiddishkeit. Thirdly, the purpose of life. The purpose of life is taking, as the Translation Father here said, taking who you are, taking your personality with all its faults, and focusing on the matzah, focusing on your goals of Olam Haba. And the fourth one is obviously Schav Oynish. Schav Oynish means to take the Oynish of the past and to understand that it's there to awaken you, not to leave behind. Oh, Baruch Hashem, out of there, I can move on. No, how did it get there in the first place? Make sure you don't fall apart. The concept of Schav Oynish. And as we've just finished off now, it's a balance that every person has to have. On one hand, it's Gaiva. Who am I? I am a Ben Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know who I am. Yetzirah. It's pasminished. I can't do it. It's below me. It's not Shaykh. I can do such a thing. It's pasminished. Chaim Kaufman used to say that there was once a Gevir. No, sorry, it wasn't a Gevir. It was once a farmer. There was once a farmer who wanted to go to the big city. So he didn't know any chochmas. So he goes to the ticket office, and at the ticket office they offer him the most expensive ticket. Yeah, they want to make the most amount of money. Doesn't know how much tickets are supposed to cost. So he buys a first class ticket. Fine, buys a ticket. Shkoyach. So he goes into the, he asks where's the first class carriage. They move into the first class carriage, and he's sitting there in a first class carriage. Anyway, he's there enjoying himself. He's got the cushions there, and he's got the nice seats, and everything is beautiful, and the seats go back and forwards. Lovely, great. The ticket conductor comes round, and as he comes round, suddenly everyone starts sliding under the tables, hiding under the tables. Why? Because obviously all these people were by no means the first class travellers, and they sit under the tables not to be caught by the ticket officer. Anyway, so they're all hiding under the tables. It comes around, this guy, no one's sitting by the table, and this guy watches everyone else. He climbs under the table. Who knows, maybe this guy's out to steal his stuff. He climbs under the table. Anyway, his foot is sticking out, and this conductor takes him and lugs him out, and he starts pounding him. You thief, you lie, you think I couldn't see you, I saw you, you're lying under the table, how dare you, show me your ticket. So the man is shaking and shivering. He takes it out of his pocket and shows him a ticket. He said, why are you under the table? You're a first class passenger. He said, because everyone else is. He said, but they didn't pay for it. You pay for it. You're a first class passenger. Enjoy it. Don't hide under the table. Rabbi Yisrael, we're first class passengers. We're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're put in this world. We're Ben Yochid to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We hide under the table with everyone else. We're criminals. We can't learn Torah. It's also fast to learn Torah. We're first class passengers. How dare people speak out against Adas Torah? How dare people speak out against our values? This is the importance of knowing who you are, to be able to speak out and to be articulate of the greatness of what we are, to be people who are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to love every Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. to love every single Jew. They may not have the same hashkafa, and they may have something very, very different to you, but they're still Jews. You still have to love them. You can disagree with them. But to have this sinner, to have a deep-rooted hatred to them, chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, B'nai Avraham Sinaka can't do such a thing. On the other hand, it's all that guy to have that anova, to listen to Das Torah, to focus on that we don't know really what we should do. We have to ask, we have to inquire, we have to learn more. This is Torah, and that is why you can fully understand why Mizmor Asoid, with all these Asoidas of Hashem, Hashem Echad, of Kiddush Hashem, on Schava Einish, on focus and on balance, is something that will never ever be mevatel, because that is our focus of how to live as normal Jews.
Square. So what is that Mizmor? Aleph Yud Gimel.